as he is in this world, so are we. So we, as he is in this world, so are we.
Who me?
As he is in this world, so are we.
So are me?
As he is in this world, so are we.
So are we?
As he is in this world, so are we.
So are we?
As he is in this world, so are we.
Who me?
As he is in this world, so are we.
True indeed,
as he is in this world, so are we.
Get it?
You know his love is sufficient. Ask for a blessing, he send it. To not believe is indignant. Full of grace, can you dig it? He can't be mocked, so don't try it. You think you can and you frying. Satan lies, but don't buy it. To know his love, I'm excited. Release. While falling to my knees, feel like flowing through the breeze, just like Christopher Reeves. Gotta practice what we preach, cause this world could be a beach built on a rock, so storms they won't breach. Say love, y'all know that's what he is. Blesses us with his gifts, cause we are indeed his kids. Peace, he is the son of man. We don't always understand, but need to follow his plan. Pray, it's how we talk to our dad. When we do it, he is glad. Best feeling we can have.
Faith,
we don't have it, we're a mess. Go through trials to get a test, but we pass and get blessed.
Get it.
You are now riding with the Dashboard Pastor, aka DBP. So strap in, get your mind ready, and let's roll.
What is going on there, peeps? What's going on? It's me, Anthony. Welcome to another message that is on the DVP, that is the Dashboard Pastor. I like to run a little behind, but here we go. What I want to talk to about today, I mean, the caption should say it is. If you are able to see the post that I put, the theme was dropped there of where we're going with this. This message originated in a Bible study I was doing with my brother. And the words that were said led to this message right here that I'm about to say for you. Let me get to a place where I can pull over so I can, I could quote the Bible verses that I have are not new to anybody. You've heard it and I could quote it, but I'll just read it. Hello there, Miss Connie. How are you? So the Bible verses that I have are John 3:16-17. For this is how God loved the world, that he gave his one and only son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish and have eternal life. God sent his son into the world, not to judge the world / condemn, but to save the world through him. You've all heard John 3:16. Everybody knows that. People who absolutely positively don't believe in God know that and could probably quote it. This last one, that he sent his son into the world not to condemn it, but to save it through him. That's what we're going to talk about today. The captions. What does Satan call you? Satan calls you by your sin. Satan calls you I'll just say the stuff that's coming to my head. Satan calls you a liar. Satan calls you an adulterer. Satan calls you an addict. Satan calls you a murderer. Satan calls you a fornicator. Satan calls you, all these things come to mind of what Satan calls you. He calls you by your past. Amen. Satan calls you by your past. Thank you, baby. These are the things that Satan, this is how he responds. He refers to you. He know full well what your name is. But it's not like Satan goes, hey, Anthony, how about this? He's like, so you are unwise. You are a fool. And that's what he goes, "You fool, let me talk to you about what you did here. Like my wife said, by your past." Satan says, and even in your past, Satan is like, "Yes, well, I remember when you were raising hell as a young man doing insert. Call you by. And if you're not a man," I was speaking of myself. You get the point. "Whatever you did, whether you are male or female, when you were in your past, Satan is calling you that still." Thank you for waiting out. So it's funny. I just got a notification from T-Mobile the other day that said they were working on towers in my area. Don't appear like they did. I digress. Satan calls you by who you were, what you were, what you did, what you didn't do. You remember when you were supposed to do that one thing? You were supposed to go help this person, or you didn't help this person? Satan calls you a multitude of things, and I don't want to I sound like I'm giving him glory, and I'm not giving him glory. I'm not even giving him power. I'm just trying to hip us to what's going on so that you know when you hear that voice telling you that you ain't good enough, that you can't do it because of what you used to do or what you used to did, or you couldn't possibly be smart enough for that. You remember when you failed this and back in when you was in third grade? These are the things that we hear. You couldn't possibly be a good husband. What? Think of the man you used to be. You couldn't possibly be a good wife. Think of the woman you used to be. You couldn't possibly be a good father. Do you see what fathers do? Do you remember when you thought this, when you thought you should do this? You couldn't possibly be a good mother because you weren't here, you weren't around, you weren't all this. These are the things that Satan is constantly doing. You couldn't possibly be this. You couldn't possibly, let's take it off of stuff like that. You couldn't possibly work for this place because you couldn't even sit through school and do this. Now, how are you going to do that? You don't have the attention span. You got ADD and ADHD. You can't possibly focus and do what these people are asking you to do. Might have touched a nerve on that one, but I felt it, so I said it. You are too afraid to be in the midst of people. How can you possibly affect anybody? You are anxious about everything. You worry about everything. So, because of that, you cannot be a person to give God glory. How can you possibly expect to do these things? Now, again, I'm going on and on and on about this. There's a reason for that. This is what Satan says. And driving home the point of when you hear these things, that's not God, because God knows you. He knows your sin, but he calls you by name because there is power in your name. There is purpose behind your name, and God wants you to know that I love you individually, who you are, not just a collective. I love you. I know who you are, who you were. I know who you was. I know what you did. I know what you didn't do. But I don't even want to focus on that. In the Bible, it says, and he will remember your sins no more. That doesn't mean he's incapable of remembering them. That just means he's made a choice not to remember them. So, God has decided that I have the authority to call you by your sin because there's a multitude of them. I have the authority and the ability to tally every one of those sins. I have the authority and the ability to constantly remind you of all those sins. But I've chosen to call you by name because I love you. And I want you, I want to encourage you. I want to build you. I want to save you. I want to protect you. Do I want to say this now? Yes. So, where does this come into play naturally? I was just talking to my wife about this not that long ago. And now I see why I saw it when I saw it. He's not doing music anymore. His name is Willie Moore Jr. Christian R&B, best way to describe it. But he hasn't been doing music for a while. Anyway, I follow him on Instagram. He was talking about a situation where he saw someone parenting, and he was talking about how the parent interacted with the child. And he said this, I'm paraphrasing, he didn't say it exactly this. He said, your son and your daughter are kings and queens. Your sons and daughters are kings and queens. And they can be foolish. If you call your kings and queens fools, what do you think you're going to get? To unpack what I just said there. This is the very thing that I started off with the two posts that I put, that Satan knows your name but calls you by your sin. God knows your sin but calls you by name. This is the same thing. I'm still in the same vein. What he said is paramount to these two points. Who are we being? Are we being Satan or are we being godly? Satan is saying to our kids in this example, you fool. You are a fool. How your kids doing? They bad. Always tearing up stuff. Always doing this. Them kids are terrible. They bad. Satan says the exact same thing about your kids. The exact same thing. In fact, he tells them that. And sometimes he uses you to tell them that. You can't do nothing right. All you do is mess up. All you do is this. You don't ever do this right. These words, these absolute words being spoken to these children. Absolute words. You always do this wrong. You never do this right. These words are horrible in a lot of different contexts, because what we are telling the youth is what Satan tells us. You can't ever do this. You will never do this. You always do this wrong. What is he saying? He's trying to get us to believe the sin and not the person, so that I will, when I approach a situation, this is how I will respond. Correction. React. I will react from the standpoint of, well, when I was a kid, they told me I wasn't ever going to be nothing. So I ain't going to be nothing. When I was a teenager, they told me I'm bad. So here I am. And how many times have you heard people say something like along the lines of what I'm about to say? Well, keep accusing me of it, eventually I'll just become it. I'm sure some of you watching have said it. I know I've said it before. That's giving power to Satan, because that's Satan saying that. Now, some people heard me say, are you being Satan or being God? I'm not calling you Satan. I'm not calling you Satan. What I'm saying is the spirit behind why you said that is satanic. That is a satanic spirit that is trying to be, get you to speak negative, speak the sin of those in your circumference. And the example I used is kids. But it's not just that. My prayer is that as a parent hearing this thinks, wow, I really need to be more intentional about how I talk to my kids. An example of that, another example, again, the conversation me and Teresa were having. I was talking to my dog, who's a handful. I'd already heard what Willie Moore Jr. said, and I started speaking the bad, and I stopped, and I said, no, you're a good boy. You are a good boy who can do foolish things. And completely different. I acknowledge that you can do wrong, but that's not where I focus on. I focus on who you are as an individual, not what you did wrong or what you did right. Sometimes we get too caught on that too. Sometimes we get so caught up on people's actions that we don't see them for who they are. And I know there's some people who are probably yeah. I know there's some people who hear me say this and they're going to be like, well, shouldn't? Doesn't the Bible say that faith without works is dead? Yes, it is. It is. And God said he knows who we are and he loves us despite us. So if God is doing and saying this about us, to us, you think maybe we should learn a little something from that and learn how we should interact with one another? Just a kind, you know, just a thought, right? And this is, like I said, this is just talking to our kids. Now let's take it a step further. To your spouse, to your siblings, to your parents, to your friends. What are you speaking? And I know I've done messages like this, and the fact that it's still coming means that it's still something that God wants to be out there. The fact that we are speaking this into the lives of the people that we love, we're talking to the sin and not the person. I've given you examples of what that is. Outside of that, outside of talking to your kids, terms like the old ball and chain. When you're speaking of your spouse, that's so wrong. You are speaking to the wrong, you're speaking wrongly. Saying the old ball and chain is speaking to the action of something that may have happened or have been said, but it's not who your spouse is. Did you hear that? Yes, they did this. Yes, they said this. But that's not who they are. And that's not who you should speak to. You should speak to who you want. Like you said, when speaking to your kids, if you speak to the fool is who you gonna get. So when speaking to your spouse, who are you speaking to? Are you speaking to the sin, or are you speaking to the person? When you're speaking to your boss, are you speaking to the sin, or are you speaking to the person? When you're speaking to your coworkers, are you speaking to the sin, or are you speaking to the person? because this, I mean, this is grace. What I'm talking about is grace. We know that there's going to come a time where we say the wrong thing, do the wrong thing, think the wrong thing to other people. And we are going to want these same people to cut us slack, to give us grace. Especially the unintentional stuff, but even for the intentional stuff. The point is, we're going to make mistakes. We want people to give us grace. We want people to speak to the person and not the sin. The Bible says you reap what you sow. So if you constantly sowing that out, that you speak to the sin of other people and not the people, guess what you're getting back? That's what you're getting back. And understand, again, that God doesn't do that. God doesn't speak to the sin. God calls me by name. He either calls me Anthony or he says son. That's all he's ever called me. That's all he's ever called me. I have never heard God say, you a fool, I can't stand you. I've never heard God say that. I've heard him say, don't be foolish. Don't do stupid things. But I've never heard him call me a fool and stupid. I can't stand you. I don't know. Yeah, there's no hope for you. You ain't never gonna do nothing right. I've never heard him say any of these things. He doesn't speak to us that way, and he created us. And so we are to follow suit. What that means is, what he does, he models, we follow. Jesus, when Jesus was in his ministry, and people, let's talk about the adulterous woman. Let's say, because it doesn't necessarily say, I infer that she was a prostitute. That's what I infer. That doesn't matter. But for the sake of what I'm saying, let's say that she was in fact a prostitute. She was promiscuous regardless. The point is, when that woman came to Jesus, he did not say, you prostitute. He didn't say, you slut. I know that sounds harsh and people might be like, oh, but he didn't say that. He didn't. What he said is, daughter. He said, daughter. Why do you think he did that? Because he was talking to the person and not the sin. He was talking to the person and not the sin. Jesus had every right and authority to say, you prostitute, you slut. And he did not. And when she heard him refer to her as daughter, the conversation eventually, she was resisting at first. What's going on, Rod? She was resistant at first, and she continued. She heard him say daughter, and then she saw that he believed that she was his daughter by how he interacted. And once she saw that, she then let her guard down, and they had a conversation. They communicated, and he was able to minister to her life and get her to understand that the way she was living was not how she needed to live, and he did it without condemning her. That's the important piece. He did it without condemning her. In fact, he said, where are the people who are condemning you? She said, I don't know. They ain't here. He said, well, I ain't gonna condemn you either. Go and sin no more. He didn't say, well, you dirty, you nasty, I don't know what to do with you, so go on and handle your business. That's not what he said. He didn't call her that. He didn't talk to that. He talked to the person. And that's just that one spot. There's plenty of other people. I mean, his disciples. He didn't call them by what. He didn't say, hey, you filthy tax collector, come follow me. He said, hey, Matthew, come follow me. And Matthew, I mean, if you know anything about the tax collectors, back in that day, they were not reviled as good people. They were basically persecuting their own race, their own heritage, for money. So, Jesus, being Jewish, could have been like, oh man, you a filthy tax collector. I can't believe you doing your people like this. In fact, I don't remember a whole lot of conversations that are documented between Matthew and Jesus where he even talks about it. He talked about the skill set, but I don't recall him being like, yeah, man, whew. Well, since you're all, you know, doing your people dirty and all of that, he doesn't. He said, hey, Matthew, come follow me. John and James, the sons of thunder, the sons of Zebedee, were mad at the Samaritans for giving them grief, for lack of a better word. They say to Jesus, man, you should bring down fire on them. I can't believe they are like that. And Jesus' response to them wasn't even, y'all foolish. What he said was, are you sure that's what you want? Because of what I'm talking about. Because they were talking to the sin, not the people. And Jesus was like, well, if I got to talk to them as the sin, I am not a respecter of person. I am just. So then I'm going to have to talk to you as sin. So if I'm condemning them for their sin, I'm coming for you and your sin. Is that what you want? That's what he was saying to them. And they were like, nah, we're good. We're good. I was upset. Don't listen to me. You know how I get sometimes. I get all in my feelings. You don't need to listen to that. Now, obviously, I'm putting it my spin on it, but this is what the conversation was. So we need to quit having the Bible be a hamdulillah and think that that's how everybody talked to each other. They were people interacting. They were people like you and I who had interactions, who had emotions they were dealing with, and this is what they did. This is what they dealt with. And so when they said to Jesus, hey, man, you need to get them. He was like, okay, cool. Well, then I need to get you too. Oh, wait. That ain't what I meant. I don't want you to get me. He's like, all right, then. Watch what you're saying. And on and on and on. And there are other instances where Jesus had the authority and the ability to talk down to the people, to talk to their, to focus on their sin and not the person. And what did he do? He did not do that. Why? Because he is just. He's not here to condemn. He's here to save. And that is why we need to pay attention to John 3:17 as much as we pay to 3:16. Because it says it right there. I came there to save you, not condemn you. We should be as happy about that verse as the first, as 16. So, my final thing, I wrote this sentence down, so I'm going to have to wait till I get to a light. I've practically said what I want to say in this sentence, but I believe this sentence needs to be heard to put the bow on what I'm talking about. All right, here we go. The sentence says, God doesn't call us by our sin because that would be condemning us. Did you hear that? If you listen to the Bible verses that I was speaking about, specifically 17 in this instance, it said that Jesus came not to condemn the world, but to save it. So, God calls us by our names, because if he called us by our sin, he would be condemning us. And that's not what Jesus came for. That was not what he came for. That was not what he came for. So, if he didn't come to condemn us, we need to not come to condemn others. People struggle with that. That doesn't mean that you don't correct. It doesn't mean you don't correct. It doesn't mean you don't correct. It means how you correct. Instead of talking to the sin, you need to talk to the person, whoever that person is. And you need to understand that he chose not to hold your sin against you going forward. And he wants us to follow him. So that means he wants us to not hold your sin, their sin, our sin against others, and to move forward. That's what it means to follow him, to be Christ-like. Christ would not hold our sin against us. And so he's saying, I need you to follow me and I need you to do that. When he says, deny yourself, take up your cross and bear it, that's another way of denying yourself. Because your flesh wants to speak to the sin. But your spirit, who is God, wants you to talk to people by name. I pray that what I said was heard, listened to, meditated on, marinated on. I pray that you take that with you and apply that. I pray that there's no offense, but if there is, you got to check why you got offended by something I may have said. And you can DM me. DM Dashboard Pastor. You have the ability to access. If there's something that you feel that you got to say, drop it there. And, you know, I will address it. So, yes, I pray those under the sound of my voice here, I pray that it's applied and it's 30, 60, 100 fold. Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. I hear you on that. And that's why this message is coming, because he was talking to me about just that, Miss Connie. He was just talking to me about that. So I understand. I love y'all. Have a great day. Come back next week. Peace.